As those of you who have been here since earlier this morning, I'll put it that way. And by the way, I just want to congratulate your friends really came early this morning, and they have some of them sat through the entire service, so you guys deserve a lot of credit. I want you to know, since you may not be aware of this, that some of the people who come every week, they came much later than you did. So, sorry. No, it's okay, really. We didn't mind being alone. But if you came early, then you know that we had a logistical problem because we brought out three Torahs. When we bring out two Torahs, then each one goes to the back, and then we split and we go down the side aisles. The third one, unfortunately, we didn't know what to do with. But the reason we did that is because one Torah was for Shabbat, one was for Hanukkah, and one was for Rosh Chodesh, which is the new month. I'm going to tell you a story about the real hero of Hanukkah and then say why it's important that it was Hanukkah and Rosh Chodesh. The hero of Hanukkah usually is thought of as Judah Maccabee because he won the war, and that was good, don't get me wrong. It's a big thing. But of course, what we celebrate even more than the victory is the idea that we rededicated the temple. And we rededicated the temple, as you heard earlier, because when they went into the ruins of the temple and the desecration in it had become a garbage dump and they cleaned it out, someone had hidden away a single cruse of oil. So I like to think, even though we don't know, that when the temple was first being desecrated, when the Jews had first lost sovereignty, that one of the Kohanim, one of the priests, took a cruse of oil and hid it somewhere in the temple. Because he believed one day we would come back and someone would find it and they would light the menorah again. And I've always thought of that anonymous Kohen as the real hero of Hanukkah, even though he wasn't alive probably when Hanukkah happened. Because he hid that light away and believed it would be found. Today, we have two different kinds of darkness. On Rosh Chodesh, you say a prayer for the new month before the moon shows up. When you go out on the night of the new moon, there's no moon. The sky is dark. But you say that prayer because you know that God will bring light into the world. And if you hang on long enough, there will be a light. Hanukkah is at the darkest time of year. But you know that people will bring a light. So what we celebrate today is that there are two different kinds of light in the world. There's the light that God gives us and the light that we create. Rosh Chodesh is God's light and Hanukkah is ours. Because the Jewish people inspired, but still the Jewish people won that victory and lit that Hanukkah. And today, thousands of years later, the greatest miracle is that we still light the Hanukkah. That still, in homes all over the world, thousands of years after this small band of Maccabees won a victory, we still celebrate. And it teaches us something incredibly important in these days which are dark. In these days when we face challenges all across the world, here in America, in Israel, and elsewhere, which is that the military victory is important. That it matters how strong you are in the world, but you cannot win without spiritual strength. If you don't have the faith that that light will endure, you are lost. And whoever your adversary is, you have to believe that who you are, what your tradition is, what your future is just like the sky on Rosh Chodesh. That it might seem dark for the moment, but the light is coming. And that is why even though the rabbis knew that without a military victory, there would be no holiday. They chose as the verse to commemorate this day the words that we read this morning in the Haftarah from Zechariah. Lo b'chaya, v'lo b'koach, not by might and not by power, ki im ruchi amar Adonai Tzvaot, but by my spirit, says God. So remember, might and power, they matter. But ultimately, hide that light away. Trust and have faith that there will be a candle lit with the spark that you bury. Ki im ruchi amar Adonai Tzvaot. Because after all, it is by my power, and we trust God.